Strap yourself in, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to talk motoring with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. How are you, mate?
Fighting fit, Andrew. Fighting fit.
That's the way. I got to say, I do love the concept cars, and Nissan have one that actually doesn't look too far out there. Was it the Nissan Proto?
Yeah. What is the purpose of a concept car? In some ways, it's the shock. In some ways, perhaps it's just to get television coverage. But Nissan has come out with their Z Proto. Now, we know the Nissan 240Z started many years ago as a Japanese equivalent of an E-Type Jaguar. It was long and thin and I think rather significant. It became a bit fat and ugly in later incarnations. Now they've brought out this Proto, the Z Proto, which is really going back to a very elegant and simple design in a world that is festooned with cars with creases and bumps and pods and things all over it. It is clearly a very smooth design. Would you describe it that way?
I would agree, and I would have said that if you took the badges off, I would have mistaken it for one of the old Porsche, was it the 911s?
Okay. Its front has got some criticism because it's got a very square grille. It is particularly from right on front in a two-dimensional photo. Mm. The grille looks very square. But if you go back to the original 240Z, it also had a very, well, oblong-type grille. It was long, thin, but very 90-degree corners on it. So that's some criticism. But it is a smooth-flowing car. But it is of the old style. It's perhaps last in the line of these if it goes ahead. It's got a twin turbo V6 petrol engine and a manual gearbox.
A manual gearbox? Is that allowed in this day and age with a new car?
I would have thought that might accept that it's targeting a rather small market, but I still enjoy driving a manual. But perhaps not every day of the week. Am I getting old, Andrew? I think I might be.
You may well be. It's a twin-turbo V6. Is it electric?
Nope. There's no indication of electrification at all in it. It's not even said to be a hybrid.
Wow.
So it goes back to, you know, Nissan have done very well with their GTR. And I drove one the other day. Yeah, these are cars that redline at 7,000 revs per minute. And it's got just enough of the GTR of a throwback to that older era. You sit in your cockpit and there are three dials up on the dashboard to the left, not just dominated by screens and so on. Well, you know, there might be a screen with those dials, but it's got that sort of feel about it that's a bit old. Now, That really obviously reflects my time, maybe more than others. I'm driving a WRX at the moment, and it enhances my mind. Or no, it enhances my soul, because it goes back to earlier times. Well, I think this is where this is coming in. And you're right, isn't it? It's got that sort of built for not over-the-top bling, but it's just got simple lines to it,
yeah,
which flow. And, I think there's great merit in that.
It's a gorgeous-looking vehicle. What does it take to go from being a concept to being an actual mass-produced vehicle, David?
There's a number of things. One of them, it tends to be whether they get enough positive reaction. But mind you, they can readily accept that if they get a lot of negative, that's okay as long as there's a market for enough positive. But when they put these cars out there, I think they do sometimes for shock value.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes just to make a splash. And quite often the concept car is a little bit like an artist's impression. You know, the sort of cars you used to draw on the front of your books at school.
Yes,
and that. You know,
yes.
They were always elegant, big tyres, low roof line. Well, when they come out in the real form, they tend to be taller and more practical. I think that happens too. There's a little bit of, though, that when they put it in a display, they wait for public reaction. There was a politician in France in 1848 who was said of him, he said, "There go the masses, I will follow them, for I am their leader." Well,
yes.
In some ways, I think some companies are prepared to push, but not necessarily push too hard. Maybe later we'll talk about the Nissan Duke, which is along those lines.
All right, well, hopefully we'll get the opportunity to see one of these Z cars when they're made at Muswellbrook Motors. That's our nearest Nissan dealer. There's a nice little plug there. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk some motoring.
My pleasure.